Hello, hello. Hope you're having an awesome day. This is Chuck with Merino Canine, and this is the Dogman Underground podcast. This is a little series that I've recently started called The Wisdom Of. And I was going to keep it pretty much with the three primary influencers in my dog training, but you know what? I decided to open it up because here's what I notice about like the YouTube social media world. Each one of these different dog traders has something to offer, and some much more than others, for sure. Some of them, what they have to offer is what not to do, right? But that's still having something something to offer. So I'm going to, you know, discuss more than just the three people that influenced me the most, and I want to pick out the little diamonds among the dunghill of a lot of the popular YouTube guys that are out there. So today I want to talk about Hans from Alpine Canine Reel. And we have a lot of similarities as far as like our training method and style. Both of us are operating our dogs in defensive drive rather than prey drive like everybody else. Training obedience, what he would call out of drive, not using treats and toys, and actually training the dog just to listen and because you told it to, rather than bribing it with treats and toys. So we have a lot of similarities, and then we have a lot of things that are quite different and maybe in opposition of one another. But today I want to talk about the wisdom of Hans when he talks about defaults. I think that's a really good thing that Hans brings to the table and to the conversation, and it's something that I've, you know, just been aware, you know, just studying human psychology, you know, a lot of this applies to animals and things like that. So what, you know, defaults, what is he talking about? A lot of times you hear me say, you know, first impressions last, laying down railroad tracks in the brain and in the mind, right? You're laying down these, or water, you know, lays the first little track where all the rest of the water flows are going to follow, right? And development as human beings or sentient beings has a lot of the same aspects. So, and I agree with Hans on this, if you start your dog in prey drive and then later you're going to work with defensive drive, you've kind of screwed up and you're working against the physical reality. You're working against nature. I'm very much an organic wanting to work with the flows of reality. And we live in a postmodern world, which is in rejection and negation of reality. So there's a lot of controversies there. But I like what's natural. It is more natural and it's very scientific that we know that habit formation, you know, is done in this way. And it's hard to break habits once they've been formed. Not that they can't be. And like what Hans says is in a stressful situation, the dog, as far as protection work, is going to revert to that default. Whatever you started that dog on, right, is going to be that default position. And there's a lot of good psychology behind that. I mean, it's not just a matter of subjective taste and opinion. So therefore, in my training, I start out, I don't use treats. I use everything in its proper place, time, and proportion. But I want the dog to listen to me, not being bribed for a treat. I want to build that relationship with the dog. I want the dog to do things that it does not want to do because I asked him to do it, not because it's being tricked or, you know, or bribed or any of these things. And I think that's a very, very important thing. And then later in their training, after, actually, it's not even, I guess you call it more reinforcement, after the dog has been taught what it's did, then I'll use treats, right? But that default was, and also starting with flat collar. Right. And then seeing, you know, some dogs stay on a flat collar. Some dogs, you know, might need a prong collar, you know, whatever the case may be, you know, but working with the natural things here, but starting out with these defaults. And that's why a lot of this stuff is important. I had pointed out a guy down in Florida, I call him the rocket scientist down in Florida, who starts out with these little Dutch Shepherd puppies, 8 and 10 weeks old, and he sends them to attack kids that are 8 and 10 years old, who are wearing bite sleeves, leg sleeves, and arm sleeves. This is a terrible, terrible thing to do. Scientifically so, not just as a matter of opinion. This is weapons grade really bad. You know, Han's talking about, and if you do like some of the old Kohler method agitation where the guy is acting squirrely, right? I don't do that anymore. Gypsy didn't teach me that, right? Because what you're teaching your dog to do is to want to attack and be suspicious of somebody that's running around, or you know what I'm saying? These are default positions that you're putting into these dogs, and they're very, very, very important. That's why I stress, if you're going to have a protection, a home and auto protection dog, you get one as a puppy, right? Because now you can lay all of these tracks yourself, and you're not inheriting railroad tracks of the mind that have been laid in the wrong place, and now you have to, you know, correct that or regroove it or whatever the case may be. So I think that's something that Hans brings to the table that is worthy to put into my toolbox, and that is being mindful of the defaults and starting out the dog correctly, you know. So I start like Hans. I start my dogs. Well, I don't really use prey drive in my defensive work. You know, they're antagonized and they're under control while in defensive drive rather than the prey drive. And that's very rare today, but it's the way to go. And also, I don't start my dogs out with treats. I think that, it's not that I think that. Again, there's a lot of good science behind this and even child behavior. They've done a lot of research on this kind of stuff, and my own practical experience of the dogs, you know, I trained Luca with treats for the first time, you know, because of all the YouTube, the Michael Ellis and the new, and there's stuff to be taken from that, you know, no doubt. I'm not saying it's all wrong. Like I said, that's what the wisdom of is going to be, taking them diamonds out of the dunghill. Everybody has something to offer. Even the rocket scientist down in Jacksonville, Florida has something to offer in, showing people what the hell not to do, you know, sending dogs to attack kids, having your agitator acting all, you know, loud. And that's not usually the case during a protection situation. These guys are being quiet and sneaky. So, you know, all of these default positions, and there's just endless examples of defaults, and that's why it's starting the dog out correctly is so important for me. And I hate going back and having to correct shit, because I know how powerful those original railroad tracks, those default positions that you are instilling in your dog. My puppy course, I think it's one of the best, man. I really do. As far as the I don't know if it's the best video production or, but the information in there on how to raise a good dog, whether you're going to do a protection dog or not do a protection dog. I know how to raise puppies, man. And a lot of your work, when you do this right, when you get an 8-week-old puppy, 9, 10-week-old puppy, whatever it is, and I've already listened to my course. You get a level 1 membership, and you've already, so you know what to do. You're all set up for the dog. Don't go get the dog and then try to figure out how to do this. Do your research. Get your cage, you know, get all the stuff that you're going to need, and already look at the videos and audios that I have on how to raise, because this is all about, you know, you call it imprinting, instilling defaults, because it's really, really important stuff, man. It makes the rest of your life with your dog so much easier. It's amazing. Like Apollonia was just a dream. It just went so well into the protection. You know, because all the games and all of the stuff that I had imprinted, all the defaults, all the habits I had formed as a puppy, in play, using the jolly ball, the flirt pole, and the spring pole, right? I set all of these railroad tracks down. So when we went to real serious protection work, it was pretty smooth, man, you know. And I really like that. Same thing with Trudy. So many of these habits and these defaults have been instilled since birth that it really makes a pleasure and a joy, and not a whole lot of corrections. So that's the wisdom of Hans from Alpine Real Canine, or Alpine Canine Real. Sorry about that. That is some wisdom that he has offered and brought to us, and that's something that I'm putting in my toolbox for sure. Again, we have membership levels here. There's a lot of podcasts that are only for members. You get access to the podcast, the Dogman Underground podcast, and my puppy course at level one. You get the puppy course, my obedience course, and the podcast for level two. And coming up at some point, it's going to be a little pricey. It's probably going to be, I think, like $490 for level three. And that's where we're going into this home and auto protection. Following the defensive protocol, alarm, challenge, threat display, engagement. That's kind of the baseline for that as the defaults. So feel free to do that. Share this content. I don't have social media, and there's a lot of share buttons here. If you enjoy this content, put it on your Facebook groups and things like that. It really helps me out. Also, there's an email subscription here. The pop-up probably came up, or it's over in the sidebar. That way you will be notified anytime I post on the blog here. You will be notified via email. I don't sell any of that information. I don't even look at it, really, to tell you the truth. So it's all safe. So sign up for those things. Please share the content. And yeah, man, the wisdom of Hans.